Good morning. You got a big show on the radio. Coming up in minutes, John Boy Jeopardy will be played. Another winner will be made. Hanson Lee, Pearl's Bone Alone. I saw it fly up in the air. What were you doing? Kicking it? Or is Pearl down there?
I was kicking it.
All right. Okay, trying out for stupid pet trick.
I'll tell you about the big old prize package, and it is a big one. We'll play John Boy Jeopardy in just a second. Right now, I want to get our U.S. representative on the line, Ms. Sue Myrick. Good morning, Sue.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing good. Thank you for calling in with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
All righty. Always good to have you. I'd like to get you on here so other Big Show listeners can say keep in touch with their representatives because we got to keep the pressure on. All right? So
That's exactly right.
Good
deal. That's the key. And everybody around the country, if they continue to do that, will have change. Otherwise, everything goes back to normal.
All righty. Well, let's start with the health care. What is the status right now?
Well, the status this week is they're trying to get a bill done in the House. The only way they're actually going to really get it done is if they force the issue and kind of buy votes and that kind of thing, because it's very, very divided, and they can't come to an agreement within the Democrat side of the House. They've actually written a bill because they've got part of their conference who says they won't vote for anything without a public plan. Mm-hmm. And then the other part of the conference says if there is a public plan, we won't vote for it. So nobody's sure how they can reconcile that difference. And then on the Senate side, they're in the process of still putting their bill together, but trying to have a vote to, you know, bring the thing to the floor and see how it goes. And so it's been going round in circles and round in circles. And, you know, the recent poll out with the American people says, you know, that they still, the majority of them, do not want these major changes.
Yeah, one number I saw said it was like 56% of the people that in the survey were opposed to the government plan as far as they understand it right now.
That's exactly right. And, you know, what we've been trying to say from the beginning is, look, everybody knows we need health reform, we need reform, and there are all these things that we could agree on. You know, we really could agree on it. And so why don't we do incremental changes like things we've talked about, or being able to take your insurance with you, you know, if you change jobs. No pre-existing conditions. Buy insurance across state lines so it's more affordable. I mean, those are just a few of the examples. But we could agree on things like that and start the process of making it easier for the American people who need the help.
Well, so will it pass? I mean, are they going to sneak it in? I hear about this some kind of nuclear deal where they can just go ahead and throw it out there. Can you explain that?
Some kind of parliamentary thing that the Democrats can do if they decide, okay, we're going to pass something. We don't care what anybody says.
It's called reconciliation.
Right, yeah.
And basically what they do is instead of doing it in the normal way where you have to get a certain number of votes, they can do just what you said, kind of shove it down your throat. And that's on the Senate side right now. That's what they're talking about doing. Now, I think it would be a very big mistake for them to do that, knowing full well how the American people feel. But, you know, what happens in Congress isn't always representative of what the people want, and that's why we keep saying call your representative or email them or fax them and let them know. If everybody across this country keeps doing that, this idea of pushing this through like this isn't going to happen because they know that that means votes.
Let me ask a question. I know that the House has their plans, the Senate has their plans, and then they have to be reconciled between the two different houses of Congress. Is that a separate vote, or do people from the House and Senate just get together and make incremental changes to what they've already voted on?
No, the way it works is that they appoint a conference committee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, X number of people from the House and the Senate. They come up with a bill. And once they have that bill done, then what they do is bring it back to the floor of the House and back to the floor of the Senate, and both have to vote on it to approve it. And so I don't see, because the Senate says they aren't going to do that public plan that the House is insisting on, I don't see how we can get any agreement on this, to be honest with you. And most people don't see the way it stands right now. You know, if we did something that was a lot simpler and included everybody, by including everybody, I mean all the representatives in Congress instead of just half the Congress, then, you know, it would make a lot more sense, and I think we got a shot at getting something done. So, you know, all this is up in the air right now, and it's been a target and changing constantly, and that's why it's so important people keep on their representatives.
And if y'all been listening to us and you haven't called, emailed, or faxed a representative, please do it today. We got to keep the pressure on right now.
Well, see, it's so indefinitive, too, the health care bill is because, you know, when Joe Wilson said, you lie, and there was all this self-righteous indignation, well, find out that he was right.
Right.
I mean, they do want to cover the illegals. So, I mean, and everybody, it's just confusing. Nobody has the same story. Anytime.
Well, it's bound to be confusing when nobody's actually read it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, that's the problem. When the bill was written, they left it so nebulous that they could make whatever changes they wanted, that there is no way. People say to me, well, what about XYZ? And I say, well, there's nothing that says that, like the illegal. There's nothing that says they have to show any documentation to prove that they're legal. You know, that's the kind of thing that is so upsetting. And so you really can't give answers to what they've done so far. And it's just, the American people have done their homework in trying to find out what they can, but even those of us who are there supposedly voting on this don't know the answers. I mean, come on.
No, really. Well, when you put the, you know, they say you've got a new bill, and they people want 72 hours to read it, which really for a document that big is not long enough to do it, but the Democrats voted down. You know, the thing to set the opportunity for there to be 72 hours to pass for people to read the bill. What are they hiding?
Looks like they're trying to pull a quick one. I mean,
sure.
You don't have to be a genius
absolutely.
To look at it and figure it out.
Well, that's the whole point, and that's why we've asked for 72 hours on every bill that comes to Congress to be able to read it so we know what's in it. You know, the other thing that's going on right now is we've got some real national security problems. Yeah, I'm sure y'all been paying attention to that.
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to ask you about that. A lot have been covered over the past few weeks, but more details coming out, you know, the Boyd case in North Carolina.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what. Not only is that what we thought it was, you know, when they originally set up and did the prosecution on him, which is ongoing, right now, they just a couple days ago or last week found out that he was literally planning on doing something at Quantico at the Marine Base. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that?
Yeah. No. I know you heard that.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
Well, we had about seven different things that were thwarted over the last just very recent few weeks. And the thing that frustrates me is nobody wants to connect the dots. You know, our administration currently seems to be lessening our safety in our country because, for instance, the CIA agents, you know, they are prosecuting them now. Well, I mean, that's one of the toughest, dirtiest, nastiest jobs in the world. And, you know, now they're saying, well, you may be prosecuted. Who's going to go out and do the work that we need to, you know, be a human intelligence,
maybe
which is
we
where
put,
we get our information?
Maybe we could put acorn on it. Oh, please.
That's a whole other subject. But what I want to talk about that, but let me tell you about these the terrorist plots that they've thwarted. Well, the one that was the guy who was going to bomb the skyscraper in Dallas downtown because Wells Fargo was there, you know, to weaken our system.
Uh-huh.
He literally said, and we've got the quotes on him, you know, that he was serving as a soldier under Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda, and he wanted to conduct violent jihad.
Hmm.
The guy who was going to bomb the courthouse in Illinois just recently, again last week, he had also traveled over to Gaza and other overseas locations because he wanted to become a jihadist fighter. And the Boyd case, he said he wanted to engage in violent jihad, the North Carolina the New York Transit case. Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is these guys are all saying they want to commit jihad against our country and destroy us, but yet we have an administration currently that's saying, oh, you can't use that word, and you can't call them terrorists. You know, you can't say jihad. They call themselves that. I mean, you know, this is what they do. Now, why in the world can't we? I mean, it's crazy.
It is. Back to the CIA. Are they ignoring the seven former CIA directors that said this would be a bad idea?
Completely. They are literally ignoring him. And, you know, the president currently says, well, Attorney General Holder is making that decision. Well, you can't tell me Attorney General Holder is doing it without the president's direction. I'm sorry, but I don't buy that. And here we are with Iran, And you know what Iran's doing with their nuclear program. I mean, it's no secret, and they came out and admitted it only because they got caught. And, you know, Israel is threatening to take action against them. I mean, you know, literally, Israel says, if it doesn't stop, you know what we're going to do. Well, we can't have a nuclear Mideast, and we've got to, as a country, take a stand against this, and they've got to dismantle that. But, you know, they're just spitting in our face. The fact that he went out and tested missiles again, give me a break. And so, you know, he's just doing this deliberately to see what we'll do.
And this administration is not standing behind Israel the way they should. Not at all.
No, they're not. It's very strange. It really is. But let's talk about Acorn a minute, because this is really interesting. I assume your listeners are aware of what Acorn is, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the good part about all this is that the IRS has dropped them. The Census Bureau's dropped them. Their large donors have dropped them. And we've done a bill in the House to defund anything that they may have been getting. But, you know, the thing that finally has come out is Acorn, literally, you know, right now, they've got charges against them for voter fraud, registration fraud, you know, from the last election.
Uh-huh.
Embezzlement, because the brother of the guy who was running it embezzled like $1 million, and he covered up for him so nobody would know it. That happened back in 2000. And then they literally, you know, the way that they those tapes showed, they were aiding and abetting illegal immigration, prostitution, tax invasion, child abuse. I mean, come on, where does all this end where finally, you know, people stand up and say, you've got to be kidding me. We're supporting these people? I mean, the list that long, if it was anybody else, can you imagine where what the outcry would be?
And it's just so disturbing. Where is the major media on this?
Oh, I know. They're just ignoring it completely. I mean, it's like they don't want to admit that this type of thing happens, just like they don't want to talk about the CIA agents and the prosecution. You know, the things that are, if we don't have national security protection in our country, we might as well forget about health care and everything else, because we ain't going to be here. And I know that sounds dramatic, but, I mean, it is a serious, serious situation in our country right now.
Wow. It's really unbelievable. I mean, you make a movie of this and nobody would believe it.
Sure.
That's about it. You know, it really is. It's just we are in a situation where we have got to take care of protecting our citizens. And we've got cells throughout this country. We know that. They openly admit that they're here to destroy us. A lot of them are, these guys, most of them were American citizens, so they can travel back and forth to Afghanistan and Pakistan with nobody stopping them. I mean, come on. Why should that be allowed?
Well, and the government wants to jump in and do everything. Protecting the American people and securing the national security of the America is one of the basic responsibilities of government.
Should
it's something
the
that they
thing.
Should be
that,
doing.
Yeah.
Right. That is the basic a responsibility of government. That is why our government was set up originally. You know, have you heard that quote about democracy from Tyler, you know, a long, long time ago, back in the 1700s? He said that a democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves largesse, as he calls it, from the public treasury. And from that moment on, we go downhill. Well, you know, you think about where we are and how much money we're spending. We aren't defending our national security like we should. We're lessening things instead of building it up. And, you know, a lot of other countries in the world have gone down the tubes because they were following the same path. And, again, I don't mean to sound like a prophet of doom and gloom today. I'm just telling you to be realistic. National security is our primary goal.
All right. Y'all get in touch with your representatives if you're outraged. If you're not, you know what needs to be done here. It's unbelievable. All right. Sue, keep up the good fight. Thank you so much for being on and get back in touch with us. Keep us up. All right.
We'll do it. You have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Sue.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Golly. It just looks like everything President should be doing. He's not. He's doing just the opposite.
He hasn't.
And I don't know. It's like a recipe they want. You know, I see, you know, watch Fox News because I can't stomach the other crap that they're doing that.
Well, apparently nobody else can either because their ratings are in the tank.
They're doing this on purpose to bring America, to bring us in chaos so they can set up and be rulers for life
America. I just couldn't disagree with that more. Our issues that we have today in health care, terrorism in Iran are very, very serious. And to play partisan politics now is the wrong thing to do.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
And the thing about 60 in the House and the reconciliation, that is a bad thing. But you know why it's a bad thing? Because the Republicans didn't get out and win in the last election. That will be corrected in 2010 unless these people get their act together. We have a democracy, and we vote people in. And nobody's doing something they didn't say they were going to do when they campaigned. Nothing is happening today that they didn't run on in the campaign. So I'm sorry. Partisan politics has no place in security of this country as well as other things, and I resent it.
I think most of Americans, I mean, out there where Acorn goes out, where they get out and they rock the vote and they get people signed up, they have no idea. Mm. You got people down there waiting for Obama to send them a check. They don't know.
Clue free.
It's just 100%. It's crazy.
Well, you know what? And the time to get rid of this, you call your representative. Now, that is very good advice. But go out and vote the people in that you want to. Don't sit on the sidelines and bitch two years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do it then, okay?
Yeah, I tried. I did. Mm-hmm. I voted.
You did your part.
Yeah. So, and coming up, when's the next election? Like, in 10?
Yeah. 2010, yeah.
Next year. So if we aren't crumbled by then, we can vote some people
out. Exactly, yeah.
All right, good deal. Well, y'all call your representatives like Sue said. I'll just take her advice and do that. And
the
then
first
get
thing
out
we need to
vote.
Do is we need to hold them son of a bitch's feet to the fire to spend our money the right way. You can't go out and spend like that. I can't go out and spend like that. Nobody in this room can go out and spend like that. And they spend willy-nilly on absolute crap.
Yep.
They go out and give all these entitlements and all this money. Man, the first thing I would do is I'd yank funding to the ACLU, yank funding to the National Endowment of the Arts. I'd take every little pisspot program they've got out there, and I'd pull the plug on them. I'd take the rest of the stimulus money and put it right back in the bank. This is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. They spend like a bunch of drunken sailors, and they expect us just, and then they get
all upset
because we
drunken sailors. You take that back.
That's exactly right. But I mean, they sit there, and then people get all indignant about the way they spend
the
money.
But the way that the public spending went and the amount of money that ran up in the last 8 years. Mm. This happened in the last 8-9 months. This has been going on for some time.
No, it's happening at a rate of three times what was happening before.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Any
they
better.
It up a little
Obama
bit.
And the Democrats bitched about how much money was spent on the war. This year, they will spend more money on welfare entitlements than Bush spent on the entire war.
Ooh, how about that?
Yeah. And you don't hear them saying, we got to stop this spending. Wah.
Go to the polls. Go to the polls, folks.
All right. Well, that's our segment. Now let's see if we can get us a winner.
Okay.
Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. All right. Here's a nice little prize package for you. John Boy Billy Grilling Sauce Pack. Eastern Carolina Barbecue Sauce and 3-Pepper Hot Sauce made with Lowe's Foods. NASCAR Banking 500 Survival Pack. Getting you ready for a NASCAR Homecoming. Friends, family, 4-pack tickets. Start at just $39. Call 800-455-FANS for the October 17th race. And a $50 gift certificate to Rocky Georgia. Socks.com, made in the USA, and for any outdoor use, work, or play. All right, review yesterday's question. According to current U.S. laws, people in a beer commercial are not allowed to do this.
Drink a beer.
That's drink a beer.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Let's see. All right, today's John Boy Jeopardy question. This well-known American owns 2% of the entire state of New Mexico.
Ooh, ooh. Well, the way the government gives away money, I'd say me.
Yeah. Just try to go there and claim it.
Yeah.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Don't ooh-ooh me, Hanson.
I know.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Okay, all right. So our caller 9, go to We Get a Winner. We play next.